This is The Gente Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez, doctor in education and passionate about culture.
I'm Celeste Gonzalez de Bustamante, and I'm an associate professor in the School of Journalism. I'm also an affiliated faculty at the Center for Latin American Studies and Mexican American Studies and the History Department at the U of A. I'm a founding member of the Coalition for Academic Justice, also a new member of the United Campus Workers Arizona. I first came out to Tucson in the late 80s, early 90s as a reporter for a commercial broadcasting station. And then I thought I was going to leave Tucson, but then a few months before I was scheduled to leave, in my mind, I met my husband-to-be. The rest is a little bit a sort of history. We decided to stay here. We love Tucson. I started to work at a public broadcasting station. Then I went back to graduate school and got my MA in Latin American Studies and my PhD in history. I'm a professor. I'm a mom. I'm also the partner to my amazing husband. I'm part of an academic community. I'm part of communities of color. I'm actually Filipina American. I grew up in Northern California in San Francisco, where I'm from, granddaughter of immigrants. So that has played a lot in terms of how I see myself and my identity, given that my grandparents worked as farm laborers in California in agriculture. So I grew up with having lots of friends who are Mexican-American. I study Mexico. My husband's Mexican. So I really, through my research and my own personal experiences, have come to understand in the Latino community and see myself as sort of Latina, but certainly understanding the concept of Latinidad, although I'm very deeply connected to my Filipino-American roots as well. If we talked about economics, I consider myself to be very privileged in terms of being a college professor. I know that that comes with certain benefits and responsibilities, but I'm also a faculty woman of color, and that has its limitations. So I'm well aware of that. I see myself, after being here for more than 20 years now, very much a fronteriza, a borderlander, somebody who's family has grown up here, with my daughter growing up in the Tucson and borderlands. Identity is something that's constructed within and without, as I started to say, that is always changing. So 20 years ago, when I first got to Tucson, I certainly wouldn't have considered myself a fronteriza, but after spending so much time and getting to know this wonderful place, I certainly see myself as being identified as a borderlander. What I've done as a professional and personally, the things that I've wanted to do, is a reflection of my identity in many ways. I'm very committed to helping people understand the region in which we live. I've done a lot of research on the borderlands, specifically on how the news media historically have sort of misrepresented or not told the full story of this amazing region in which we live, and diverse voices have been excluded from our understanding of the borderlands historically. So today, at this moment in time, what I'm trying to do is help people to understand not only the history, but the complex and very nuanced nature of the borderlands. And so that I'm working as not just a researcher, but as a professor with my students to help get new narratives out there, new voices. One other thing I'd like to mention is that the work that I've done as an activist, I think in some ways, is a reflection of my identity. I see myself as somebody who's very deeply committed to social justice. So the recent work that I've done with the Coalition for Academic Justice and the United Campus Workers of Arizona is part of my commitment as a person and academic to improve the situation for workers and all workers at our university.
Thank you, Celeste, for joining us today.
Well, I want to thank you, Nadia, for giving me this opportunity to talk with you, and it's a great honor.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez. Production and editing, Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Neni G. Follow us on social media using the handle TucsonID.